It's the JCC Coaches Show, and Jackson County Central Gymnastics has an exciting season coming up under new leadership. Kendall Lubin is here to tell us about that, the new head coach of the Huskies. Congratulations on that, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and be a part of this team. It's literally the best.
So how did you come to be in the head coach position? What's kind of your background with that?
So the last 4 years, I have worked under our former head coach as her assistant, and it was the best time. I had so much fun. I grew so much as a person and as a coach. And so when this opportunity came to be, I just knew that I had to bite on it. And yeah, it's been phenomenal so far and something to look forward to for sure.
Abby Gumto stepping down and taking more of a family approach, which is great for her. Congratulations on that, of course. But yeah, so that's who I was talking to last year. Yeah. And who's still on the staff as well?
So Brandon Halverson's coming back as my assistant. It's really fun because he was one of my coaches. And so we've had a really good relationship, and both as assistants the past couple years together. Him and I have lots of same views and visions. We're also adding Peyton Benda to our team this year. Which is really exciting. She's going to come join us when she's done with college. Yeah, we're really looking forward to having her.
Any more of your background that you kind of want to share, like kind of with gymnastics in particular?
Yeah, so I grew up as a Huskies gymnast my whole life. I went all the way through from 3 to senior year, and we went through lots of different coaches, lots of different things. And so watching how that all unfolded is one of my like big coaching strategies, and using what I have learned as a gymnast has really helped with getting to know the girls and understanding what they're going through. Also, after high school, I coached in Mankato for a few years at Meg's under John Jansen. And yeah, and then I came back home and this is where I'm meant to be.
What are some of those most important principles and things that maybe are being preached in the room that you want to share with people?
I think resilience for sure. We've grown so much over the past couple of years. You know, we used to have a huge team and now we're getting a little bit smaller, but we're working on growth, which I think is a whole nother thing too. Obviously we have Worthington in our section who's really tough, but we're working on being resilient and doing the best that we can do as our team, and just focus on ourselves and do the best that we can.
What are some of those returning names on the roster that maybe you're gonna kind of lean on to be leaders and expect to take the lead?
Yeah, so we got our captain, Claire Brinks. She was a state competitor a couple years ago, and so we're looking forward to getting her back there. We also have Braylon Bogard, Mary Jane Halverson. Those three are our senior and juniors. So I'm really looking forward to having them be the leadership. We also have some returning varsity members, Lily Brinkman, some newcomers, Harper Jacobson, you know, things like that. We have a young team, but we're looking forward to continuing to grow.
And even going down, you know, into the middle school and even mm-hmm. the elementary school age, it sounds like it's, you know, all the way up from top to bottom, something where you kind of have an eye on all of it.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So I also help with the Junior Huskies program. And so getting to watch them from, like I said, when they're about 5 years old until they're with me is so much fun. And I love getting to form that connection with them from the early ages. So then we have trust and commitment and all the things.
Obviously, everyone's going to have their individual goals, but maybe what are some of the most important team goals on the list?
One of our biggest things is to have fun. We, like I said, probably will not get the section title, but we can work on getting as many girls to state as we can. We're hoping for 3. So hoping 3 get there.
How rewarding is it to do well against good competition as well? Because like you said, there's some difficult, a lot of talent in this part of the state.
I think it's so much fun to watch. And honestly, healthy competition is phenomenal. And these girls deserve it no matter what team that they're on. The girls really look forward to seeing those bigger skills. So then they have something to work forward to too and continue to up their goals as well.
Well, thank you very much for sharing with us about your debut season. As looking forward to that as well. And best of luck with it. Any other thoughts that you want to share going into this season?
Come support our girls. Small but mighty. Come support.
Absolutely. Jackson County Central Gymnastics, an exciting new season coming up. A new era is getting started with this season, of course. So thanks to Kendall Lubin for sharing with us about that on the JCC Coaches Show.